Welcome back to the show on this Wednesday morning. Time to talk pink ball test. Do you reckon everyone knows it's a pink ball test, Haystow?
I don't think a lot of the punters out there would know.
I think because we associate it with Adelaide and
yes,
this is the first
that's
in
right.
Brisbane that we'll
I'm
actually
looking forward
see.
To that.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a ripper.
Tomorrow, play to start up there in Brisbane. It should be fantastic. And to talk a little bit more about the pink ball, as someone we've caught up with a few times over the last couple of years, he joins us again from Kookaburra. Shannon Gill is on the line. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, guys.
Now, just wanted to ask, has there been any changes from last year's edition of the pink ball to this year's?
Look, the changes are pretty minimal. The main thing that we've done, and it won't change the way the ball plays from what we can see on TV or at the match, but there's a little bit of a tweak in the production, which we think will help the resilience. And to go through the sort of the layperson's explanation of what it is, when leather comes in to make a ball, it's in a raw form, and we smooth it out, and that ends up being the leather is smoother when the ball is produced. Now, and John would probably could talk from first-hand experience on this, is that when the first versions of the pink ball were out there, the pink finish that goes on the ball, some of it peeled off occasionally. Now, what we are doing now, which is, again, and I stress, it's a pretty small tweak, is that we are just not smoothing the pink leather as much as we would with a red ball, which helps the adhesion, we think, of that pink finish on the ball, so there's less of a risk of peeling of the pink finish.
So, Shannon, and as you said, at the start, I think, you know, that lacquer really came off and it was quite dark underneath and it was hard to see. But you guys have gone away and you've changed and you've taken feedback from all the players. So you're doing a really, really good job. What stage of the ball is it at? So, you know, after the first stage, the second stage, how many times have you sort of retweaked it or tried to modify it to get it better?
Well, if you go right back to the start, I mean, we're probably on stage 25 of the pink ball, but in real terms, we're probably at about since it's been out there in first class and test cricket, we're probably at about the fourth or fifth iteration. But this the one this year, as compared to last year, is not different as far as what you will see, not different as far as how it will play. It's just a resilience thing. The whole point of the pink ball is to make it visible under lights.
Yep.
And the longer we can keep it more visible, that's the key. So this is just another small thing we can do. But when you ask the question, what stage are we at? Mm. Well, it's a little bit of how long is a piece of string, because the whole intention is we need to evolve and continue to improve the ball. Now, what that improvement means for the next 3 years, who knows? At this point, these are the things we test, and we test lots of things and we try lots of things just in with the intention that, okay, let's look at this thing that could make it better, and then we test it, and if it does, okay, we bring it into production of a ball.
Yeah, it's an amazing setup out there, Maisie, out at Kookaburra, Moorabbin and Cheltenham. It's extraordinary. The lengths that they go to actually test the ball and make the ball, there's people hand sewing, there's machines sewing up balls. Can you give our listeners a little bit of an insight, Shannon, into that
The factory
and the wind tunnel that you've got and how many times it just rotates and bangs up against the glass wall? It's extraordinary.
And I know we've done the tour a couple of times, mate, so we know what it's all like. I think sometimes there's perception that we stick a bit of leather into the back of a machine.
and out comes a cricket ball. It's not as simple as that.
It's not as simple as that at all. We have, and yes, we have a lot of machines through the factory, but we're talking 50 or 60 people are crafting and hand working on bits of the ball that make up the end product that's used in a test match. So it is a really involved process. We have a laboratory which we have a chemist in there who's there full time working on all sorts of tests. I mean, every batch of leather we test for fat content, salt content, tensile strength. Lots of things that go way over my head, but they are things that effectively are safeguards to make sure that the quality of the leather and the quality of the ball remains consistent throughout.
I must be a real cricket geek because I am finding this fascinating.
It's extraordinary.
In terms of...
Well, you should come out.
Well, in terms of the performance of the ball in different conditions as well, because obviously we've seen Adelaide where it can be quite dry and hot. Mm. What about in humid conditions up in Brisbane? Will we see it hoop around maybe a little bit more, or is it just going to perform like the red ball that will swing slightly more in humid conditions than say, a dry condition like Adelaide?
Look, if I could tell you the answer, I'd probably get a job as a bowling coach. But
a problem swinging the ball for Australia for a little while.
But I mean, the thing is, there is no distinct answer. It depends, I suppose, on and John's more qualified to talk about it than me. But there's not a distinct answer to that question. Previously been a pink ball test in Brisbane against Pakistan a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Did it swing more than Adelaide? Did it swing less than Adelaide? It was pretty much comparable, you know, the same way. A lot of it, and we say this often, the way a ball behaves, a lot of it is determined by the pitch conditions. And we've done a lot of research on the back of that, of pitch conditions, and it only affirms our belief that... wicket conditions are the main determinant of the scoring levels of a match, which often come down to how much the ball moves.
Shannon, thanks so much for your time on RSN 927 this morning. Always fantastic to chat about the pink ball. It's a feature of the Australian summer now. Looking forward to play starting tomorrow with that Kookaburra pink ball being slammed down on the Brisbane pitch.
No problems, and happy to have you through the factory anytime soon.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Cheers, Shannon. I'll bring him down.
That
no problem.
Good stuff.
Magnificent. I'd be in my element there.